This is Dr. What, Dr. Where, Stories of Rural Medicine. It's the podcast exploring what it's like to live, work, and train in rural medicine across regional Victoria. If you're finishing medical school and heading towards your internship, we've made this episode just for you. And if you're in a different stage of your career, the junior doctors in this roundtable discussion will be answering questions you might have thought about from time to time. If I could do it all again, what would I have done differently? What are things I wish I knew before starting as an intern? That's why we sat down with four junior doctors in the GRIT program, Gippsland Rural Intern Training, run through LRH, La Trobe Regional Health in Gippsland, to reflect, tell stories, and hear about lessons learned. Here are the guests for this episode.
I'm Molly Barry, and I'm at LRH in the emergency department.
Hi, I'm Giovanna, and I'm also working with Molly in the ED department.
My name's Nina, I'm on Gen Surge at LRH.
And my name's Megan, and I'm on Gen Med at LRH.
I guess to start with, is anyone a local student, you know, someone who's grown up in the Gippsland area?
Yeah, me.
So Molly, what was it like getting to do an internship locally?
Yeah, it was absolutely wonderful. I studied in Canberra, and I really enjoyed coming back to the state. I think the jump between the states and the electronic systems that we used initially were actually quite big and vast and had a bit of an impact on my ability to practice at the start, but got through it quickly. I have seen a number of people that I know, which does add some challenges, but it was something I expected and sort of had a bit of an idea of how I would work through before it happened. It's been really nice to be back in the area and close by to my family at this time.
Was that a major draw card for doing an internship where you grew up?
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Megan, was there anything in particular that drew you to Gippsland?
Kind of similar to international, because I went to med school interstate in Queensland. It was kind of a similar pathway to get back to Victoria.
LRH and GRIT was very high on my list.
I forgot you like rural.
I only applied rural. I specifically wanted to apply rural. And I was in Gippsland for third and fourth years. Well, one good thing about GRIT is that I think it's the only
internship that offers anaesthetics?
Only internship in Victoria that offers anaesthetics. That's a really good one.
Really?
And I think we're the only ones really as part of a hospital program to do GP. Otherwise, people do
the
RGP. So if you want to do like not the GP pathway, you can still do a GP rotation. But otherwise, the basics of it is that the GRIT is between Central Gippsland Health, which is Sale, La Trobe Regional Health, Traralgon, and West Gippsland, which is Warragul. And you can sort of bounce around between them. Because of that, the hospital does provide accommodation for interns, because obviously you need to jump around a lot, and it is subsidized accommodation. So it helps you out a little bit financially in the first year.
Definitely.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, what drew you to the GRIT program, Nina?
Well, I think I came as a third year student, but that was 2020. So I only spent a couple of months here, and then we had the choice to leave if we were international, and I chose to. And so I was only around for 2 months, and then I was gone studying online for the rest of the year. And so I wanted to come back to Gippsland in fourth year, and I really loved it. I was in Traralgon, and I was also in Sale. And then I kind of realized that I wanted to end up rural, but I thought I should probably do a bit of metro first, but the intention was always to come back rural and particularly, hopefully, to Gippsland for internship.
Now, also, everyone's pretty early on in their career thus far, but do any of you have any idea of where you want to end up in terms of medical specialties or perhaps regions you want to practice in?
Yes, I'll most likely do emergency training.
Yeah, cool. So what's it been like interning in a emergency department then?
So this is my second ED rotation this year. And my first rotation was ED. And I will tell you something, med school did not prepare me to what it is like to go from a fifth year medical student to an intern. It's a huge jump. It's a very, very steep learning curve. But I think of all of my rotations, in addition to ED, I did Gen Med and Gen Surge. And in ED, it's the place that I by far learned the most. I'm the type of person who learns by doing. So all of the exposure and the opportunities that we get here that I wouldn't otherwise get in the city have been quite beneficial for my learning. So it's been really good.
Yeah. So what was that experience like adjusting from medical school to interning?
Look, I'm not going to lie. It was brutal. The first few weeks I felt the smallest person in the world. I felt like I wasn't a good doctor, that I was struggling too much, that everybody knew I was a fraud. So definitely that imposter syndrome kicking in. But the thing is, as I said, you learn quite quickly, and navigating, you know, how to work within the team and also a few intricacies with like interpersonal relationships, especially with your superiors. It was quite tough, but you learn fast and you learn to adapt, and you realize that medicine is a forever learning career. So you just keep swimming. You can continue until you're feeling comfortable, which I feel like I'm finally there.
I feel like it's more like a roller coaster though, because all of the different rotations are quite different, and so all of them have their own steep learning curve. So you can be doing really, really well in your rotation, you're feeling like really confident, and then you get to your next rotation, you're just suddenly back down again, and you're struggling to swim and stuff like that, and it takes like a few days for you to wrap your head around the next rotation. And so it can be a bit demanding, or a bit just like frustrating, because like you think you've gotten there, and then you go back to being miserable and thinking, oh, I'm useless. And then you go back to feeling good and confident.
Yeah. I think in emergency as well, it can really vary day to day, and it depends which consultant you're on with as well, how well you get along with them, how well they know your abilities in medicine, and that can really affect how you feel coming out of work every day. One day you'll feel like the best doctor ever, and the next you just feel like, how did I even pass medical school?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a tough transitioning process, but did that get easier over the course of the year?
Definitely. Just give it time.
Yeah. I think especially ED, a lot of people are quite stressed and under a lot of pressure, which sometimes cannot be. It brings not the best out of people. And I think in the beginning, I used to get quite affected by it, and I used to take it personally. And I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but eventually you build a thick skin. And
I was about to say the exact same thing.
Yeah, and
you stop caring.
Yeah. They will yell at you and you'll be like, great. Cool. I'm just going to continue doing what I'm doing.
I don't really care about your opinion so much. Yeah, what else would you say is like integral to sort of getting past that, do you think?
I think just reminding yourself. Just remind yourself that whatever happens at work, that does not reflect who you are and how good you are, and that you're learning. And some consultants will empower you. Even when you're making mistakes, they will make you feel empowered, and some other people are not. And you just gotta cling on to the days, the good days, and go for it.
And I think for me, on my very worst days, it's I know that every day you leave the hospital, you have to sort of go and do something you love outside of medicine. Always make sure you've got a hobby. But I think especially on your worst days, you have to force yourself to go outside. And for me, it's ride my horse or do some gardening or bake something, just so that it's a bit better.
I think it's also important to not let other people's energies kind of rub off on you.
Yeah, definitely. And Megan, alongside that, what sort of expectations do you think med students should have as they begin their training?
What sort of expectations? I think the most important thing for an intern is to come in with a good attitude and to be reliable. I think that intern year is about all the knowledge that you've gained in medical school and then learning how to apply that in real life situations. So it's less about, I guess, how much knowledge you have. It's more about how you learn to use it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also one of those, it always goes back to this big fish, little pond syndrome. You know, in med school, it's very insular, and well, that's if you interact a lot with other students of other year levels, but like you get to fifth year and you're kind of like the top of the pecking order, and you're tutoring and doing all of this stuff for the younger students, again, if you interact and participate in all of this stuff. And then you go into the workforce and you're at the bottom of the pecking order. But then sometimes you're going to have situations and teams where you need to step up a little bit more. And it's about having that confidence. And I feel like that definitely takes time, but it's going to be an adjustment in that set, in that mindset as well. Like, you're so ready to be a doctor and then you remember, like, oh, I'm an intern. Mm. And it's okay that I'm just an intern. I don't need to expect to be great right from the beginning.
Mm. You're just baby.
I'm just a baby.
And it's about being safe too. So as long as you're being safe and you're humble enough to ask for help when you need it, then
I remember at the start of the year when we had to call to make referrals about how I would literally write my script and prepare it before I called anyone.
And now you just wing it.
Sometimes I'll call and I'll just be like, oh, I actually don't know anything about this patient, but it's okay. I'm kidding. But like, I'll be like, oh, I didn't check this. And I'll just like be quickly clicking around to get all of the information by the time the registrar. But the thing is, you do so many that it grows on you.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember doing referrals and like having like tachycardia and like feeling so anxious. And now I'm like, oh,
it's okay.
And I had that little...
If they yell at me, they yell at me.
I had that little intern guidebook for every referral I ever made. And now I haven't looked at it in months. I've never seen it.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's important to recognize that you're right at the start of your training. Yes, you've got all of this experience in med school and before that as well, leading up to getting into your training phase of your career. What's the reception been like when you've sort of made that clear that, hey, I'm just starting out as a doctor?
I don't think I've had to. Mm.
I've never really had to either. No. I feel really supported. In fact, sometimes it kind of goes like the opposite way where I feel really empowered. Like when I was on anesthetics and this was my first rotation, people would ask me questions and I'll be like, oh, I don't really know. I'm just the intern. And every time I said, I'm just an intern or I'm just the intern, all of the theater like nurses would just be like, don't say that. You're a doctor, you're not just anything. And I thought that was really, really
so
sweet.
That's so cute. And I can't wait to go there next.
It really built me up a lot, which was really nice.
I think it's amazing, like, in the hospital environment can be really supportive, and I think it really hurts when there is that one occasional person that's not nice. And I think that's something you have to be prepared for and remember that it doesn't actually reflect on you as a doctor. It's them having a bad day, or it's their problem.
Absolutely. And alongside that, has anyone had any surprises along the way this year? Things that perhaps subverted your expectations or...
Literally so often. We're full of goss.
We are full of goss.
I think,
we won't spill.
No.
I think for me, sometimes I surprise myself with how much I know. Because in medical school, like I was in, you know, the top 5% of the cohort. And up to medical school, I've always been in the top 5%. And medical school humbled me very much. And I used to cling on all of the things that I didn't know throughout, you know, the 4 years of studying. And this year, sometimes I surprise myself. I'm like, wow, okay, I'm not that clueless. It's been interesting.
It's taken me a while to get there, I think. I feel like emergency was one where you just kind of have to make decisions, like completely by yourself. And then the ward jobs as well, particularly gen surg, where your registrars are in theatre. So you actually do need to make decisions, clinical decisions by yourself. And I would do them in ED and then at the start of gen surg, but I'd be a little bit anxious about it. But now I just feel like a sense of calm. And I just feel like these words coming out of my mouth and I'm just like, oh, the knowledge was there the entire time. Or if I just needed to stop panicking about it and stop having palpitations and stop second guessing myself.
I think that is the purpose of intern year, to become more confident with just your ability to communicate. And you're like exactly what you said about, you have the knowledge, but it's like coming across.
Like accessing that knowledge,
Is there any sort of moments that have really stood out along your intern year that kind of stand out?
Yeah, I have one in, well, I have a couple, but they're all the same sort of, they're all in the same vein. So my first rotation was anesthetics, and that's what I want to do. I want to be an anesthetist. the first spinal that I did was just absolutely amazing. And then I went on to do a few more. And then the first and only so far epidural that I've done, and the same thing with like nerve blocks and all these procedural stuff. But then also because we're rural, I feel like this is a thing that doesn't happen really metro, except for like Sandy, where we might actually be short enough on registrars that they need an intern to actually help in theatre. Mm. So the times while I've been on GenSurg that I've been first assist in procedures has been just so exhilarating. And it's not just like, oh, I'm here because they're letting me. I'm here because I'm actually part of the team and they need help. And that's just such a great feeling of growth. And so even though I don't want to be a surgeon, but I still love it and I still get excited, but just having this opportunity is just, it's great.
And something you probably never do again.
Such a warm feeling. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, probably.
Maybe, possibly not. Yeah.
Probably not. Mm.
So for me, I actually do want to do GenSurg. So I really agree with Nina. With the hospitals we've been at this year, I did my GenSurg rotation at Warragul, and the experience from that was really good. I think all the consultants were more than happy for you to not only just, I guess, hold the tools in theatre, but to actually let you do things like the skin closing, the hand ties. I think the experience that you get in a rural rotation is so much more than what it would be being an intern at a city hospital.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, there was no way I was going metro. After all my experience as a rural med student, I was, no.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy I've gone rural and stayed rural.
Yeah. Even with the consultants in InSearch, just the one-on-one time that we spent with them.
You actually really get to know them.
Mm.
If there's a massive team and no one really, I don't know. I don't know how you'd get through to anyone. You can't really connect with anyone if you're in such a massive... Well, you could, but you know what I mean. It's not the same.
Yeah, and for someone...
That's just my rural bias.
Sure.
And I tend to, like, make... If I ever have to make referrals to the consultants, I often find that I know them and they know who I am. It's like, how do they know who an intern is?
I guess coming from someone who did not want to be rural and ended up rural, I think... I actually enjoyed my year very much, and I think the knowledge that I've gained this year, it would surpass what I would have gotten if I had been metro. So I think this year actually just prepared me to face the challenges that are to come.
Molly, did you have a highlight you wanted to share?
I did. When I was in Warragul ED, I had a very sick patient. She walked in the front door and she had perforated somewhere in her gut, but our CT scanner was down that day, but she wasn't stable enough to move hospitals. So there was a lot of communication with myself and the ED consultant, surge reg, surge consultants, anaesthetists. And in the end, we spoke briefly to Dandenong and they said, yeah, just send her for a CT and bring her back. And I was like, I don't think you're listening. Do you know where we are? Like... And I said, oh, we're thinking about opening her up in theatre here without having a CT. And he said, no, we only do that in third world countries. So we opened her up in theatre and we fixed the problem, and then we sent her on down there, intubated to be, you know, looked after from there. So it was really nice to be so well supported with such a sick patient, not have the imaging that we would normally rely upon, and still get a really good outcome for the patient.
Yeah, no, that really highlights so much about rural health. I guess one of the other things that would be good to get everyone's input on is, what would you have tried more during this year if you could do it all again?
Socializing. That's my real answer.
Yeah.
Organizing things between
us. Wait. Do you want something like within medicine or outside medicine?
Just to make sure we answer the question properly.
Outside medicine too. I mean, there's a lot of pretty compelling lifestyle factors to move to the country as well.
I definitely jump on the bandwagon with Nina. I wish I'd socialized more with the interns that we have now, and I feel like I've missed the chance a bit at this point in the year.
I don't feel that way.
Megan's like, I hate you all.
No, I think I've socialized enough.
I think from a medical perspective, for me at least, if there's something that I wish I would have done more is to stand my ground. I think at first, at the beginning, I was just so eager to please everyone that I was doing things that even I didn't quite agree with, but I was doing it to, you know, either please a consultant or a reg or even the nursing staff. And I think with the knowledge that I have now, I wish I had stood my ground when I didn't believe in something or that I thought it was, you know, not the correct pathway. And I wish I had spoken up more than I did.
Something that I'm probably only learning now is creating boundaries. I feel like it's a very classic medical student slash doctor thing to be a little bit type A and a little bit of a perfectionist. And I kind of don't leave work at work sometimes. I'll go home and I'll still be thinking about work and I'll still be reading like the work chats and responding to the work chats and trying to do work from home, even if it's just like stuff that I can't do. I was sent home sick one day when I tried to come back too early from being unwell, and then I got sent home, and I was lying in bed frustrated thinking, I could be doing so much work right now if someone would just allow me to have EMR on my computer. And then I'd remember, oh, you nearly fainted twice on the wards today. You should probably chill out. And yeah, so boundaries. Med is not everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, definitely. I suppose having not that many things you might want to do differently, it sounds like everyone got quite a lot out of your internship year. Is there any advice you would have for someone who's just about to start that to try and get the most out of this internship stage of their training?
Ask for opportunities and look for opportunities. People aren't going to hand things to you in a class, so particularly if you're in something like anesthetics, if you want to learn how to do a spinal and you want to do spinals, you need to ask. You need to ask to be able to do these things. You can't just expect to be, you know, babied or anything like that. You need to take the reins. Mm. You need to take initiative.
Yeah. And have looked everything up before you do it so that you
not
can say...
Not necessarily. Even, well, yeah, that wouldn't look
the
good.
The rough
but not
procedures is my general idea. But yeah, even if you haven't done it, you can still be guided through it.
Less about like excelling at work and more about the importance of just maintaining your own physical health.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's really true.
Like even things like bring a water bottle to work, like the amount of interns that I see that don't have a water bottle on the ward.
I was getting home every night.
I go an entire shift without drinking water, and the crazy thing is that I did a UEC not long ago and my EGFR was like down 20. So drink water, people, drink water.
Have regular pee breaks.
And just have time to do your own things. Like, make sure you still are seeing your family and your friends and, like, what you were saying. Doing things like going to the gym and...
Yeah.
And get yourself nice, good food, healthy food as well.
Get a good GP.
Yeah, and a good GP.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. It's really important.
And my advice just goes along with what I said before. It's, for me, it's about resilience and always remembering that bad days do not reflect how good of a doctor you're going to be. Just continue to show up every single day and you're going to be great.
And don't get pen on your nice new MS scrubs because it won't come out.
Thanks, Molly. Very.
Oh, definitely. What was it like running through all of the different rotations you got to do over the course of this year?
Well, I'm not done yet.
No.
They passed really fast.
I've just done two rotations in Gen Med though, and that's kind of
continuity.
But it's okay because now you do
but
surgery
it's okay
forever.
Because
and
I'm doing surgery next year, so yeah. No more Gen Med.
I think rotating through different hospitals is quite... It's quite good because it gives you a different perspective, different teams and different resources. And when you don't have a lot of resources, you get to be creative. And I think that was really cool.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I'm kind of happy. So I've basically spent the entire year here, except for one rotation where I did GP in Lakes Entrance. And I'm kind of happy about that because obviously I've got a strong connection to this hospital from studying, but also Molly and I are staying next year, so it's nice to build connections.
I think it also makes you more resilient. Like for me and Giovanna, we've been to Sale, Warragul.
No, I haven't.
Oh, you've been to Sale. Okay, I've been to Sale, Warragul, and now Traralgon. Almost every rotation changing different hospitals, so it's been a good experience.
And I just wanted to say something. If you guys see us around or recognize our names, please say hello. We're yes. very friendly people, and we're happy to, you know, talk to you, give you advice, or even just buy you coffee. Because
agreed.
Yes.
Thanks to Dr. Megan Kanak, Dr. Giovanna Mendez-Tellez, Dr. Molly Barry, and Dr. Nina Dutta for taking the time to look back on their first year of training. And thank you for listening too. We've covered all kinds of aspects of studying and training in rural medicine, and there's plenty more to come. Feel free to subscribe to us on your favourite podcast app to catch new episodes every fortnight. The Northwest Victoria and Gippsland Regional Training Hubs have commissioned this podcast to help medical students and junior doctors learn more about training and practicing medicine in regional Australia. There are hubs all across the country, so to find out where your nearest regional training hub is, visit the link in the episode show notes or just search regional training hubs. This podcast was brought to you by Monash Rural Health, presented by Patrick Laverick, that's me, and it was made possible by funding from the Rural Health Multidisciplinary Training Program at the Commonwealth Department of Health.